First, though, let's talk about last night's leaders' debate. Seven party leaders have clashed over immigration, the NHS and spending cuts in the first TV debate of the general election campaign. It created considerable reaction. The economy featuring heavily in the debate. Quite a lot of talk about jobs ranging from creating more public sector staff to 0 hours contracts. Banking regulation, housing, student fees, the European Union, all of them discussed. But while business, of course, doesn't get its own vote, the people who own the businesses of the nation will, of course, be watching that debate very closely to see what the party leaders said that may affect their own companies. Well, let's speak now to two people who run their own businesses. Lucy Thornley runs Northern Flower, boutique flower shop in Manchester, and Christian Nieper is managing director of the fashion house and UK clothing manufacturer David Nieper. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Did it shape any of your opinions?
Well, I think it's what we might have expected from a typical TV debate. There was lots of talk about populist policies and so forth. But business, of course, private business especially, has created the wealth that's allowed all this to happen. This big rebalancing from public to private sector, I think, has been quite a success of the last few years. And even the coalition have maybe been surprised at how well it's actually worked. For me, we've just got to keep this going. We need stability in order to trade. We need stability. We need the lower corporation tax and the capital allowance and so forth to create the jobs. And the thing which was perhaps missing was any talk about skills and how we're going to fund skilling the next generation. I know the whole section of the debate was about immigration and so forth, but really, we have to train up our own youngsters as much as we can because we've got to compete on a world market here. And our whole focus in business has been making in Britain. We've been loyal to British skills and local people for 50 years. We've never been offshore, and we've been a British fashion house, and we're now almost the only people left doing this, making clothes in the UK. And if we're to stay for another 50 years, we simply have to retrain the next generation. Otherwise, we're offshore, just like everyone else.
So who are you saying should pick up the tab for educating and introducing new skills to the young workforce? Are you saying that the taxpayer should pick up the bill? What about business?
Well, I think we have to take the initiative ourselves. We cannot wait for government to train and so forth. So what we're doing is we're taking advantage of the government's academisation program, and we are sponsoring or about to sponsor a local school, a local secondary school, and to create a model where business integrates, and I mean all business in the locality or the sector, would integrate with education. And this way, we can create career routes for our young people. We can give them work experience, and we can make a seamless transition into employment. We can reduce or remove the needs in the area. And maybe if we take a hand in it, if we take part and we take our responsibility, then we don't need all this debate about immigration.